The Bible says, an hour when ye think not, the Lord will come back again. Well, a little boy named Charlie, who lived in a big city called London, one day was knocked down by a van and badly hurt. It was a miracle that he escaped instant death, but both of his legs were terribly crushed under the wheels of the van. He was taken to the hospital and he was put in a room, and he was there beside a little invalid girl named Susan. And Susan used to talk to him, and Susan was a Christian, and she knew the Lord. And she told Charlie that the Lord Jesus loved him and suffered far more pain than even death, so little children could be saved as well as grown-ups and go to heaven. After many, many pain-filled days, the doctors decided that they couldn't save little Charlie's limbs. They must be amputated in order to save his life. The poison was going all through his body. That very night before the lights went out and they were going to operate the next morning, little Charlie was heard crying, and Susan asked him what was the matter. "Aren't you afraid of the dark?" he said. "And don't you know I may never be able to run and play anymore?" "Oh," Susan said, "I'm not afraid of the dark. The Lord Jesus watches over me. Besides, perhaps tonight he'll come and take me home, and I'll be better off." "But if he come tonight," Charlie said, "I don't know whether I would go or not." "Well," Susan said, "if you're trusting, if you know you're a sinner, and you're trusting in him as your Savior from sin, I'm sure he'll take you home." "But I'm so small," Charlie said, "and this bed is so big, I'm afraid he wouldn't see me if he came tonight." "Oh," Susan said, "he sees you anywhere you are, and he knows everything about you, and you can trust him as your Savior." Little Charlie trusted the Lord Jesus as his Savior that very night. And he said, "I think he'll see me all right, but just in case he doesn't, I think I'll raise my hand as high as I can in case he comes, and then he'll see my hand anyway." In the morning, the nurses found the little hand still raised, for Charlie died that night, waiting for the coming of the Lord. And though he was absent from the body, there's every reason to believe he was present with the Lord, because he trusted him as his Savior from sin. Have you trusted him? I hope you will. Trust him and be saved today.